我知道是非常非常辛苦的。
I know it really wasn't an easy task.
但是昨天我看到他们不管是大人是我们的青年人甚至小孩子他们都非常的喜乐。
But yesterday I noticed that whether it was the adults, young people, kids, they were all very joyous.
他们都一直问说可不可以下礼拜再去。
So they asked, can we go again next week?
所以我想这么喜乐的事一定要让大家知道。
So I thought, such a joyous thing, we must let everyone know about it.
所以我想请正义弟兄给我们交通一下他们昨天发生了什么事。
So I'd like to ask Brother Zheng Yi to share with us what happened yesterday.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
感谢主让我们昨天教会有一些弟兄姐妹还有小孩子。
Thank the Lord that we had a chance to have brothers and sisters, adults as well as kids, to have a chance to do something.
当然这样的服事我想还有很多的姐妹她们也想去但是也许还没有机会。
Although we know a lot of sisters also would like to have a chance to do it.
当然我们知道我们教会最近有谈到说我们不只要这个 outreach, 我们还要 reach out, 我们要去接触外面更多的人。
So our church has been talking about reaching out to others.
我们都知道其实我们每一个神的儿女我们都是天使。
We know that every child of God is really an angel.
所有的天使就是天国的使者天国的大使。
Which means that we are ambassadors for the heavenly kingdom.
也就是说神要借着我们去让世人能够认识我们的主耶稣基督。
That is to say, through us, that people in the world can come to know Jesus Christ.
当然，我想我们要出去之前的话，我们都会先问我们自己的自己。
Before we went out, we ask ourselves.
我们是不是我们心中有主耶稣他那样子怜悯的心肠，他爱世人的灵魂
？Do we have a compassionate heart that loves the souls of this world like that of Jesus?
那其次呢我们每个人要做的就是要离开我们自己一个舒适的安乐的窝。
All we needed to do was to really leave our own comfort zone.
走出我们自己一个小小的世界能够去接触一些还没有认识主的人。
To leave our own little world so that we can come in contact with those whom we do not know.
当然我记得上次还在这边交通我们去这个非洲这个事工的时候我也曾经说过。
And last time when I was here sharing with you all about our ministry in Ethiopia,
当然主不需要我们每个人都去到那边，但是主还是给我们每个人有机会。
Although the Lord might not want every one of us to go there, but the Lord grants each one of us a chance.
就在我们的社区当中，就在我们附近，主就给我们这样的一个机会。
Right here in our own community, we have such a chance.
所以呢，昨天早上的话，我们教会有些弟兄姐妹，我们他们小孩子，我们就去了。
So yesterday morning, we had adults as well as children.
在我们去之前的话，我们九点多先在教会里面一起有个祷告。
Before we went, we all had a prayer.
在祷告之前的话，我们的巴马斯弟兄也特别跟我们交通到一件事。
Before we went, Brother Barnabas shared one thing with us all.
就是这个诗篇146篇请那个。
That was Psalm 146.
我想。弟兄姐妹应该对这些这个诗篇应该很熟悉，因为就是礼拜六早上的这个晨更的题目。
We should be very familiar with it because it was the passage we read Saturday morning.
我想主是非常信实的。
The Lord is very faithful.
每当主要带领我们出去做主他所要做的事情的时候，他都会赐下他的话语。
Every time when He leads us out to do something He wants us to do, He always grants us His word.
这边主也特别讲到他的怜悯。
Here it especially talks about the Lord is compassionate.
我想我不需要全部念，因为大家应该都曾经都读过了。
I don't need to read the whole passage.
但是再次印证了主要我们出去。
But this really confirms that the Lord wants us to go out.
所以我们出去的时候，我们祷告之后，我们就到了Bibleway Church.
After prayers, we head out to Bibleway Church.
这边可以看到。因为当初我们想到很多要去领食物的人，他们在外面排队，在这个大太阳底下非常热。
So we thought of those that stay in line for the food that is to be distributed. They are all staying in line under the sun.
所以我们不知道我们能够为他们做些什么。
We didn't know what we could do for them.
但是我们想到或许。可以借着我们服侍一点他们茶水或者是 lemonade.
But maybe we can give them some water, tea, lemonade.
所以呢，我们教会就准备了一些这个lemonade 的东西
So our church prepare lemonade.
所以这边可以看到，就是我们连个小孩子都抱着这个装 lemonade 的这个器具去。
So you can see we had a kid carrying the lemonade dispenser.
下一张。这边可以看到我们很多的这个，不管是大人小孩。
Here we see adults and kids.
在这边非常忙碌的准备这些茶水。
Everyone was very busy preparing the beverage.
再下一张。特别是小孩子
especially kids.
虽然我们觉得说小孩子可能不能做什么，但是他们做起这个准备 lemon 的时候，却非常的这个兴致非常高昂。
So they were so excited when they were doing that.
再下一张。
The next one.
你可以看到这个大家其实这个手脚一起并用。
And you can see they are very busy.
再下一张。
The next one.
即使我们看看好像很小的小孩子的话，他们都知道怎么样来进入这个服事当中。
So even young kids, they know how to participate.
这边可以看到，就是他们把这个茶水 lemonade 一杯一杯倒，准备推到外面去服事这些人。
They would transport these cups of lemonade outside to give to those that were in line.
再下一张。
Next one.
这边就可以看到这个我们推到外面去。然后有小孩子的话可以来服侍这些在外面排队的人。
And we see the kids were serving lemonade to those that were standing outside.
当然我们去另外一个目的，我们是希望说能够接触到去的这些人。
Another purpose of us going there was to be able to really get acquainted with some of these people.
因为之前我们听说在那边排队要去领食物的事实上很多部分是东方的面孔。
So we noticed last time that a lot of people that were standing there for food, waiting for food, they are actually Asians.
对，当我们这次去的时候，我想在排队的一些人听到我们是有讲中文的。
So some of them heard that we were talking Chinese.
对，所以他们一些老人家甚至主动过来这个来跟我们谈话。
So then some of the elderly people would initiate coming over to talk to us.
那这样也是借着我们一个机会，让我们弟兄姐妹能够去接触他们。
So that gave us a chance to actually walk over there to talk to them.
能够了解他们的需要。
To get to understand what their needs are.
像昨天我就遇到照片那边一张 so, 一个老年人。
Yesterday I met this one elderly person.
他说事实上呢我是不需要什么太多的食物。
He said, well, really, I don't need a whole lot of food.
但是我来这边为主要是见一些老朋友。
I came here so that I can see some of my old friends.
因为他说这边有很多这个我们的朋友。
Because I have a lot of my friends that are here.
所以呢这个好像这跟我之前的想法不大一样。
So that's a bit different than what I thought of in the past.
我想这也是主借着让我们去接触这些人。
So through us getting to have contact with them,
让我们能够知道他们真正心灵里面的需要。
So that we get to know what the needs of their souls are.
或许他们不是只是需要外面一些食物而已。
Perhaps it's not just some food.
或许他们更重需要的是需要有人关心他们。
Maybe perhaps they need even more someone to care for them.
特别是这些老年人。
Especially these seniors.
他们也希望能够接触更多的人。
How they wish that they could also get to know more people.
再下一张。
The next one.
这边也可以看到，当我们小孩子去服侍这些人的时候，他们都非常的高兴。
So when the kids were serving lemonade, these elderly folks, they were very happy.
那就可以听到这些很多在排队的人，他们讲说，哇，你们这个教会的小孩子非常有爱心。
And so they started saying, oh, your kids really have a lot of love.
再下一张，可以看到不同的。
And now you see different folks.
我想这同时我们也希望说借着我们一些大人的服事。
And perhaps through the service of the adults.
我们能够让我们的下一代让小孩子。
We can let our children, that is the next generation.
让他们知道说不是都只是要。
So that we come to know we don't want to just have more.
让他们也能够慢慢学习能够如何给能够服侍人
or just to receive but that they'll be able to give and serve others
刚开始的时候我是觉得这些小孩子或许会非常的害羞
in the beginning we thought maybe they would be very shy
但是当我看到一个小姐姐出去的时候
but then once we saw an older kid went out
其他的这个更小的五六岁的小弟弟小妹妹就跟着出去了
And then the 5-6-year-old started following her.
本来我们还想说是不是要教导他们怎么去跟这些人这个接触。
So we thought, should we teach them how to pass out lemonade?
诶，但是我们发现这些小朋友真的是比我们大人还厉害。
But actually, they did better than we could.
他们可以用中文，可以用英文，同时问说你需不需要茶水，需不需要 lemonade?
They could use Chinese, English to ask them if they want lemonade.
然后这个当他们喝完的时候还说，诶，你有没有空的杯子需要我帮你把这些热色带走吗？
And then after they drank the lemonade, they would ask them, do you want me to pick up your cup?
我发现我从这些这个小孩子身上我还学到不少。
So we can learn from these kids also.
我们大人常常会觉得啊我害羞。
And then we adults, we oftentimes say, oh, I'm too shy.
我不知道这些陌生人我怎么去跟他们讲。
Well, they're strangers. I don't know how to talk to them.
但是我想主就说我们要回转像小孩子一样。
But the Lord is telling us that we need to return to be like children.
当这些小孩子他们抱一个很真诚的心将茶水奉上的时候
，So when the kids sincerely pass out this beverage，
我们就可以看到很多这些排队的人，他们露出了笑脸。
And we can see that these elderly folks they started smiling。
我想这是我们大人需要学习的。
And that's something that we all can learn from。
再下一张。
The next slide。
接着的话就是有这个食物来到，这是从这个 Second Harvest 的食物他们的一个货车将食物运到。
And then we can see there's a picture of the Second Harvest food bank delivering food.
再下一张。
The next slide.
这个就是将食物一箱一箱的运下来。
So we can see a big carton of food.
下一张。进来以后的话，我们弟兄姐妹们就开始帮忙。
Then we see everyone started unpacking from the boxes.
再下一张。
The next one.
特别是感谢主，这是有很多的年轻力壮的这个人。
Thank the Lord that we have a lot of young, strong, muscles here.
的确，像 Mary 姐妹所说的，这不是轻松的工作。
And like what Sister Mary said, this is not a some kind of light work.
当初我想去的时候，我就说这个大概是很简单的事情。
At first, I thought, well, this is something very simple.
事实上，你要知道，每一箱也都是好几十磅。
But actually, every box weighs some tens of pounds.
再下一张。
Next slide.
你看到年轻人的确是非常非常的卖力。
So the young people worked very hard.
再下一张。
Next slide.
这边我们可以看到我们教会的弟兄姐妹跟Bible Way Church 的他们的弟兄姐妹，我们大家一起同心。
So we worked in one accord with brothers and sisters at Bible Way Church.
我们就可以感觉到好像主的爱就在我们当中。
So we can feel that the Lord's love is among us.
虽然我们是这个在不同的地方聚会。
Although we meet two different places.
我们平常也很少有所接触。
And ordinarily we never really know get to see one another.
但是感谢主，他给我们一个共同的目标。
But we thank the Lord that we have one common purpose.
所以呢，我们可以在一起服侍。
So that we can serve together.
所以我们这边看到弟兄一箱一箱的这个合作。
You can see box by box we move the food.
再下一张。
Next slide.
再下一张。
The next slide.
可以看到，然后再下一张。
Next slide.
虽然很重，我们看到我们的周子弟兄抱了这个也非常开心。
So you can see Brother Alex was trying very hard to carry one box with another person.
所以呢，在这个大家共同服侍之下，我觉得我们之间的间隔都没有了。
So when we learned to serve together, we had no gaps in between.
当然，我做了几个小时下来的话，的确我在那边觉得也是会腰酸背痛。
After a few hours of work, my back was hurting.
的确不是这个很容易的事情。
It really wasn't that easy.
但是在那边所一起服侍的每个弟兄姐妹，大家都有一个共同的感觉。
But all brothers and sisters share the same feeling.
我们这一点劳累一点都算不了什么。
And this kind of labor, hard work, it really wasn't, it's really nothing.
因为主的喜乐在我们每个人心里面。
Because the joy of the Lord is within us.
他们也讲到说，这是一个很好的一个操练。
And this was such a good practice.
我们就开玩笑说，我们这个做完以后的话，我们不用去这个 gym 里面去 workout 了。
So after that, we all said we don't need to go to the gym for workout anymore.
我们不只是锻炼我们的肌肉。
So we were working out muscles.
我们也锻炼我们的灵。
And we also practice within us our spirit,
还有我们的心
and our hearts.
所以让我们主让我们的身心灵能够一同健壮
So that spirit, soul, and body could be healthy.
再下一张。
Next slide.
当开始准备的时候，这边看到我们 Barnabas 弟兄跟他们负责的姐妹有一些交通。
So here Brother Barnabas was talking to the sister who was in charge of the program.
他们也介绍说我们这个圣何西基督徒聚会能够一起跟他们这样子同样的服事。
And that we will be able to serve with them.
再下一张。
Side by side.
巴拉巴斯弟兄也跟他们简单交通，为什么主给我们这样一个负担，让我们能够一起跟他们一起同工。
He also shared with her why the Lord gave us such a burden so that we can work or work with them.
我们都有一个共同的看见，就是我们真的是神的一个使者。
And we have one common insight is that we are all messengers of God.
不是我们能够去帮助那些人做什么。
It's not that we could help them to do something.
但是主借着我们让他们能够认识主。
Is that through us that perhaps they can come to know the Lord?
再下一章。
Next slide.
之后的话，我们大家就是这个一起手握着手，一起有共同一个祷告。
And then we held each other's hand and prayed together.
再下一章。
Next slide.
接下来的话，他就因为我们是第一次去，所以他们需要跟我们说明说怎么样去分这些食物。
Because it was our first time there, so she had to explain to us how we pack up the food and distribute them.
再下一章。
Next slide.
这是另外一区跟我们解释说怎么去分发这些食物。
Another area telling us what to do.
当然接下来的话大家就开始忙碌了。
So then we started getting very busy.
所以呢我们负责这个照相的这个Sean弟兄他也下去帮忙，所以就没有再照这个其他相。
Then after this, Sean was taking pictures. He had to get busy, so he stopped taking any more pictures after this.
再下一张。这是最后这个结束的时候，我们就看到我们的这个弟兄在那边帮忙收拾其他那些纸箱。
And then at the end, we had to clean up.
我们相信这只是我们教会走出去的第一步。
That was the very first step that our church took to reach out.
这只是一个开始而已。
That's just the beginning.
当然，这个我就是说，我们下次还会有机会再去。
We have another chance to go out again.
当昨天回去的时候，当然我回去也问这个我的小孩子说，哎，你们觉得怎么样啊？
So yesterday on the way home, I asked my kids, what do you guys think?
当然，原本我不期待他们跟我讲什么太多。
At first, I didn't expect them to tell me much.
或许他们只是觉得好玩而已。
Maybe they thought that it was just a lot of fun.
或许他们不知道这个该说什么。
Or maybe they have no idea what to say.
但是很感谢主。
But I really thank the Lord.
他们说，我觉得说我们去帮助人是很有意义的事情。
They said this was so meaningful that we can go help others.
我觉得说，既然这个神将这样一个心放在这个小孩子身上
，Since God has placed such a thought in the kid's heart，
一定也是放在我们每个弟兄姐妹的身上。
And surely He placed the same thought in everyone's heart.
当然我自己这次去的话，我觉得我自己也学到了不少。
And I felt that this time I learned a lot too.
首先我就是说我去学到一个去到我心中一个论断的一个心一个灵。
First of all, I realized that the judgmental spirit was taken away within me.
因为我们刚开始要出去的时候我们就觉得跟一些弟兄姐妹交通的时候。
At first we thought we share with some brothers and sisters.
就觉得说，哎，我们去到底去服侍拿去拿食物的到底是哪些人
？At first we thought, who are those that would go there to get food?
但是主很清楚地告诉我们，我们不要去管是什么样的人，他们的背景是如何。
But the Lord clearly told us that we should not care about who they are.
那我觉得说，这也是我学到，我们先不要去想。去到底是哪些人会去拿食物
？So, we stop thinking about who are those people that went to get food.
我们也不需要去想，哎，他们到底是不是真的有需要
？Or we must stop thinking about whether they really have the need or not.
我记得要去之前，我还事先跟我们的这个小孩子一些心理建设。
So before we went, I already shared with our kids.
我就说你们去的时候，你们不要看到一些好像觉得这个奇怪的人，你们用异样的眼光去看他们。
We told them when you see some people that might look a little strange, don't try to look at them differently or strangely.
那我也问他说，你觉得我们去那边会碰到什么样的人呢
？And so then they asked, "So what kind of people are we going to see there?"
我们在想说可能是一些 homeless 的人吧。
Well, maybe some homeless people.
但是主跟我讲，我错了。
And the Lord told me that I was wrong.
事实上， 我们去的时候没有看到任何一个是这个无家可归的人。
We saw no homeless people there.
后来这个主让我想到，事实上这个 homeless 他们也不需要去拿这些食物，因为他们拿回去他们也没办法煮，也没有办法用。
Because actually these food would be no good for the homeless people.
但我们也知道，其实这个 Bible Way 他们也有特别为了这些 homeless 有这个服侍他们饭食。
But actually Bible Way Church also has a program to serve the homeless people with meals.
但这不是我们去参与的这个事工。
But it's not a ministry that we get involved in yet.
但是主让我看到说，即使是我一个很好的一个动机去想要去做什么事情。
Although it's a very good motivation I have to do something.
但是我们在有怎么样聪明，有什么智慧去做任何的分析。
But it's not for us to try to have any kind of analysis.
到最后我们发现，哎，事实上我们想的都不是这么一回事。
And then we realized that it really wasn't like how we thought.
我想主也让我看到，事实上真的有时候可能主把我放在一个很好的环境当中。
Perhaps the Lord put me in a very good environment.
我可能已经很不知道真的有需要的人是在怎么一个环境当中。
Perhaps I have no idea, of, you know, those people that are actually in need.
所以呢我自己还会想说，诶，我们是要怎么样去帮助他们。
And so we thought of how we can help them.
其实主也让我看到，事实上真的我们还是要去走出去。
But the Lord allowed me to see that we must come out.
否则的话自己就会像古时候的这个皇帝说，何不食糜，就是说从前一个皇帝当知道百姓说没有饭吃的时候。
So it's a saying that a king in the old times when he said there is no food to eat.
他就说那为什么不吃肉呢？
When the people say there's no food and then he asks, well, how come we don't eat meat?
我想真的不要让我们在一个舒适的环境当中，我们不知道真正有需要的人他们的情况是如何。
When we're in such comfort, we have no idea, when people are in need.
当然，我觉得说我们去，真的，我们不是做了什么一件了不起的事情。
It's not that we did something very outstanding.
还是说我们真的有什么，我们去帮助了。
Or that we have something to help them.
当要去之前的话，我们一起祷告的时候。
And when we pray before going over there,
主就让我慢慢了解到。
And the Lord allowed me to comprehend this.
那我想到说，当初主耶稣他在世上的时候。
At first, when the Lord Jesus was on this earth.
那么想到主他所服侍的人是怎么样的人。
What kind of people was the Lord serving?
他所在意的人是哪些人。
And who are those people that he really cared about?
他说不是坐在会堂高位那些人。
He said, it's not those that are sitting on, in the high, seats in the synagogue.
主他所在意的是哪些人。
Who did the Lord care for?
我想这就是今天主借的我们这个 reach out 这个活动。
And that is through this reach out activity.
让我们能够摸着主他的心。
The Lord allow us to touch his heart.
就像我们刚刚开始唱的一个诗歌一样。
And just like the song we just sang.
我们先不要想说我们真的去做了什么事情。
And don't think that we did something great.
而是借着我们出去。
But through going out.
让我们每个人，我们的心能够慢慢的被主所摸着。
That our heart can really be touched by the Lord.
让我们能够真正知道主他所关心的是什么样的人。
To know who are those that the Lord really care about.
让我们知道主要我们做的是什么事。
And to know what the Lord wants us to do.
我想当我们有主这样子一个怜悯的心肠的时候。
And when we have such a compassionate heart from the Lord.
我想主才有办法使用我们。
The Lord can then use us.
那时候我们做的事情在主里面才有更多的意义。
And then what we do will be meaningful and significant.
当然我想这个昨天这次机会已经过去了。
And although yesterday, is already passed.
我们下个月还有一次机会。
We'll have another chance next month.
但是我们也常听到说，机会是给准备好的人。
And we also heard that the chances are for those who are prepared.
我们是不是都准备好了？
Are we ready?
下一次。
Next time.
希望我们都能够被主所用。
I hope that we can all be used by the Lord.
那我们都去接触一些我们从来没有接触过的人。
So that we can go, get acquainted with those whom we never knew before.
借着我们走出我们自己安逸的环境里面。
And through us going out of our comfort zone.
让主能够看到他所要我们看到的。
Then the Lord will allow us to see what we should see.
让我们的心也能够触摸到主他的心。
And then we can also touch the Lord's heart.
谢谢主。
Thank you.
我们刚看到他们做的是些非常简单的事。
And we all saw that what they did was something very simple.
端些水给人家。
Just kept passing out water.
把一些别人捐来的食物放到袋子里面。
And place donated food in bags.
这是一些小孩子都能够做的事。
This is something that even kids can do.
但是我昨天听他们回来做的见证。
But I heard their testimonies after they came back yesterday.
所有接受到他们服侍的人。
All that received their service.
他们共同有个感觉。
They all share this one feeling.
爱。
Love.
他们说你们真有爱。
And they all said that you really have love.
当他们回来的时候。
When they came back.
我从下午一直到晚上。
From afternoon to evening,
我一直感受到一件事情。
I felt this one thing.
这些人都喜乐。
And these people were very joyous.
这是不容易的事。
This is not an easy thing.
同时让那么多人喜乐是不容易的事。
Having so many people rejoice at the same time is not easy.
刚正义弟兄说得很好。
Brother Zheng Yi shared very well.
我们这样做的目的是让我们走出去。
The purpose of this is so that we can go out.
而不是让我们去学习他们做的事。
It's not to imitate what they do.
这不是我们发现一个传福音的好方法。
It's not that we discover a good method of evangelizing.
将来可以把这些人带到我们教会里面来。
And that so that we can bring these people to our church in the future.
叫我们教会的人数增加。
So that our number can increase.
这都不是我们的想法。
That is really not our intention.
我们只是非常简单的。
It was just very simple.
我们去学习怎么服侍。
We went to learn how to serve.
我甚至说，我们也不要将来我们也不要做同样的事。我们不要把人家工作搬到我们教会来做。
And we're not going to bring their work into our church.
神的仆人不可争竞。
Because God's servants must not quarrel.
我们人家做得非常好。
Because they're doing it so well.
但是若是我们的思想改变了。
But if our thoughts are changed.
主也会托付我们的。
Then the Lord surely will entrust to us as well.
我们会看见不一样的事。
Because we can see something different.
神的国度会要扩张。
And then God's kingdom will expand.
而不是这个瓶子里的水倒到那个瓶子里的水倒来倒去。
It's not that we pour this glass of water into another glass and back and forth.
主要我们先出去。
The Lord wants us to go out first.
我记得以前齐光弟兄跟我们交通过，出山洞来到山顶跟神一同观看。
And the pastor David shared with us to get out of the cave, go up to the peak of the mountain and see with God.
最近这些话又再回到我们的心里面。
These days, these words are returning to our hearts once again.
出去，在旧约里面，神一直带领他的神的百姓出去。
Go out, we see in the Old Testament time that God constantly was leading his people out.
旧约所有的故事都是说到新约的神做工的原则。
All the stories in the Old Testament time is talking about the principle of God's working in the New Testament.
最近我们读旧约的人物，我们看到神不断地带他的百姓出去离开。
Now we're reading the characters in the Old Testament time. We see how God leads his people out.
我们非常熟悉的亚伯拉罕。
The one we're very familiar with, Abraham.
神呼召他，叫他离开他的本族本家。
God called him to get out of his native country and his people.
离开他以前所熟悉的一切。
And to leave all that he was familiar with.
过不去，我们也非常熟悉的摩西。
And then Moses, whom we're very familiar with.
他这一生的经历就是不断的被拉出来。
And his lifetime experience was being drawn out constantly.
他已经有个很好的经历了，神说出来。
He already had such a good experience, God said, come out.
他从水里面被拉出来。
He was drawn out of the water.
他从王宫里被拉出来。
He was being pulled out of the palace.
他从旷野里被拉回来。
And he was being brought back from the wilderness.
他不断地被拉出去。
He was constantly being drawn out.
我们也知道以色列人神说你们要离开。
And God also told the Israelites, you are to leave.
离开你们为奴之家。
You are to leave the home of slavery.
我们看旧约里不断充满这样的故事。
The Old Testament is filled with all these stories.
他说到一个新约的原则。
It is talking about a principle of the New Testament.
真正要离开的是我们自己。
The one that needs to leave is we ourselves.
从亚当夏娃堕落以后
，Ever since Adam and Eve have fallen，
这个己就成为人的中心。
This self has become the center of mankind.
我们所有的眼光，我们人生的经历都从己发出来。
All that we see, all that we do comes from, come out of this self.
所以我们也只能活在我们自己的境界里面。
So we could only live in our own self, this realm of ourselves.
这个己成为我们最大的限制。
This self also has become our biggest limitation.
不管神有多大。
It doesn't matter how great our God is.
常常都还被我们限制在我们小小的自己里面。
He is oftentimes limited by us, this little self of ours.
那这个小小的自己呢，是一个罪人的己。
This little self of ours is a self of a sinner.
是一个堕落的自己。
It is a fallen self.
它的中心是堕落的。
The center is fallen.
你们可以想象那个后果。
And you can imagine the consequence of that.
再好的字，加上字，那个己都不对了。
No matter how good the word is, but if you add the self to it, it has been wronged.
公义是非常好的。
Righteousness is very good.
爱也是很好的。
And so is love.
我们在前面加上一个自。
But if you add the self,
自义
self-righteousness,
自爱
self-love,
再好的字都变质了。
Doesn't matter how good the word is, once you add the self, it's bad.
那我们就被限制在这样的一个小小的自己里面。
And then we're being limited by this small self of ours.
所以主耶稣说，我们要舍己。
So therefore the Lord Jesus says you must deny yourself.
换句话说，从自己里面要出来。
In other words, that means we must come out of ourselves.
我们都是在自己里面。
If we are constantly in ourselves,
说实在的，我们认识的神都还是经过我们自己来解释的。
Then the God whom we know, we explain through our own self.
我们怎么从己里面出来呢？
How do we come out of ourselves?
我们怎么可以舍掉自己呢？
How can we actually deny ourselves?
我们在己里面怎么舍自己呢？
And how do we deny ourselves when we are in ourselves?
理论上没有一个人可以倒空自己的。
Theoretically, no one can empty themselves.
你想你我怎么倒空我自己？不可能的。
So how can I empty myself? It's impossible.
所以倒空自己也不是那么容易的。
So emptying ourselves is not such an easy task.
只有神可以做。
Only God can do.
但是我们要有愿意的心。
But we must have a willing heart.
什么是我们愿意的心呢？
What is a willing heart?
愿意就是我们愿意从自己的comfort zone 就是我们的安乐窝里面走出来。
That is willing to come out of our comfort zone.
什么是我们的安乐窝呢？
What is our comfort zone then?
安乐窝都是我们自己造出来的。
Comfort zone is created by our own selves.
每一个人都有自己的安乐窝。
Everyone has his or her own comfort zone.
你有你的，我有我的。
You have yours, I have mine.
我们家里面现在三个人，我们三个人都各有自己的安乐范围。
So in our own home, we have three people, and we each have our own comfort area.
那个安乐窝就是我们自己建起来的城堡。
And that is the little fortress that we build up for ourselves.
每个人有他自己的。
Everyone has his or her own.
然后我们圣何西基督徒聚会呢，也建立起我们自己的安乐窝。
For SJCA, we also establish our own comfort zone.
什么是安乐窝呢？
What is it then?
就是我们这个己在里面最安乐、最舒适的地方。
That is the place where ourself is the most comfortable.
所以叫做我们的安乐窝。
That's why it's called our comfort zone.
我们怎么舍自己呢？
How do we lay down ourselves?
在于我们愿意踏出去。
It depends upon us willing to take a step out.
这是很大的一步。
And that's a big step.
这个我们刚刚讲到说我们大人都怕跟生人讲话。
So we just mentioned that even adults, we are afraid to talk to strangers.
我想我大概是大人里面更怕跟生人讲话的人。
Perhaps I'm one of those that are even more afraid of talking to strangers.
我每次要打个电话我都要想好久，要深呼吸三次。
Every time when I make a phone call, I will have to take a deep breath a few times and also think over and over again.
我讲的还不是陌生人，我讲的是普通的我们教会里面弟兄姊妹。
I'm not talking about strangers. I'm actually talking about brothers and sisters in our own church.
但是我也愿意走出去。
But I'm willing to take a step out.
前不久我也去到 Bible Way 里面。
And not too long ago, I also went to Bible Way.
我的女儿们都说，他们简直不敢相信。
My daughters told me they couldn't believe it.
不过我是为了照片为证的。
But I have pictures to prove it.
真的，我们若是不开始的话。
And believe me, if we don't start,
我们就还是活在我们自己里面。
That we are still living in our own self.
所有再大的神，再好的话，都再丰富的神，都被我们自己限制的。
No matter how great our God is, how abundant He is, He is being limited by us.
若是我们不从自己里出来
，If we don't come out of our own selves,
我们甚至到了非洲去，我们还是把我们自己带到那里去而已。
Even if we go all the way to Africa, we're only bringing ourselves over there.
还是在我们的安，我们把我们的安乐窝一起搬到非洲去。
We bring our own little comfort zone all the way to Africa.
我们先从自己里面走出来。
We must come out of our own self first.
我们才能够得到真实。
We can then be released.
主要我们走出来。
The Lord wants us to come out.
就跟我们旧约里面所有的故事一样。
Just like all the stories told in the Old Testament.
神不是叫亚伯拉罕出来。
God didn't want only Abraham to come out.
也不是叫以色列人离开。
Or just the Israelites to leave.
他说你们要往迦南地去。
He said you are to go to the land of Canaan.
是要去。
You are to go.
神也吩咐我们去。
And God also commands us to go.
我们最熟悉的神的大使命，你们要去。
And God's great command was you must go.
去做什么呢？
To go do what?
是有目的的。
There is a purpose.
他说我们是神的大使。
Because we are ambassadors for the Lord.
我们在这个地上，我们是神的大使。
We are God's ambassador.
我们是神的代表。
And we are His representative.
我们是君王的儿女。
And we are the children of our King.
最近我在建议说，把我们的主日学改成这个王子训练班。
We were contemplating to change our Sunday school to
王子跟公主训练班
to a training for a prince and princess.
你知道王子跟公主他们的眼光跟我们不一样。
And you know the insight of what the prince and princess see definitely are different than how we do it.
他们走在街上，他讲这全是我爸爸的地。
When they walk in the street, they would think, well, this is my father's land.
他们看到每一个人啊，这是我爸爸的百姓。
Everyone they see, they realize this is my father's people.
这个你们喜怒哀乐都跟我爸爸有关系。
Whether you are joyous or grievous or whatever it is, it has to do with my father.
这是王子公主的眼光。
And that's the insight, the perspective of the prince and princess.
这是圣经上讲的。
That's what the Bible says.
神一创造人
Ever since God created man,
他叫我们工作
He wants us to work.
他把治理这地的权给人
He has entrusted the authority to govern this land to people.
所以亚当他当时他一开始他一被造了以后，他就在那里管理他周围的事。
So since Adam was created, he was ruling over the land.
而且他像个王子一样的。
And he was like a prince.
他真是非常有权柄。
He was very powerful.
神所创造的万物都到他面前。
Everything God created came to him.
他就一个个命他们的名字。
And he would name them one by one.
这是非常非常尊贵荣耀的事。
And that was such a glorious and a noble thing.
只有那个创造的可以命名那个对那个被创造的给他一个名字。
Only the one who creates can name the one that is created.
这个高的给低的命名字。
So the higher will name the lower.
神把这样的权柄赐给人。
God gave such an authority to man.
所以那个时候亚当他真的执行这个权柄。
So at that time Adam exercised such a power.
我们是君王的儿女。
We are children of God, of the King.
绝对不是我们在教会里面讲而已。
It's not something we just talked about in the church.
今天我们是在王子训练班里面。
We are all in the training class for prince and princess.
我们一定要有个心态。
We all must have this attitude.
我们关怀这个世界。
That we care about this world.
这是我天父世界。
This is my father's world.
我在乎外面发生的事。
I care about the things that are happening outside.
这是我天父的事。
Because these are my father's business.
神要我们每一个人都做一个服侍的人。
God wants every one of us to be one who serves.
借着服侍我们来治理。
It is through serving that we learn to govern.
这是神给我们的工作。
And this is the work that God entrusted to us.
这个工作，我们人的工作绝对不是我们上班那个 job.
So the work we talk about here is not the job that we have.
这个工作是没有下班的时间。
So that work, this work that we're talking about has no time off.
这个工作我们可以一直做一直做，有一天我们忽然间进入到永远。
Such work is constant and until one day suddenly we enter into glory.
第三章人堕落以后。
Chapter 3 of Genesis, when man had fallen.
我们的工作变成 job 了。
Our work has turned into job.
变成了糊口的那个一个凭借。
It has become a method for livelihood.
从此以后，劳苦就跟工作连在一起。
Ever since, then sorrow and labor are together.
但是神要我们工作的性质完全不一样的。
But God wants our work to be totally different in nature.
就像我们刚刚讲的，我们借着工作，我们来认识父神。
Just like what we said, it is through work that we come to know God.
我们若是不工作，我们事实上，我们还没有开始呢。
If we don't work, then we haven't even started.
因为人一开始出现的时候，神就叫他工作。
Because ever since man had, was created, God had man work.
我们若是今天我们都在这个我们自己教会里面。
Today, if we're just in our own church.
外面的人都不知道我们是活着还是。
People outside of this church have no idea whether we're alive or what.
我们要开始工作。
We begin to work.
借着工作，我们认识神。
It is through work that we know God.
若不是我们出去，
If we do not go out,
我们关怀我们不认识的人，
And we care for those that we do not know,
我们永远不知道什么叫做神爱世人。
We will never know what it means by God so loved the world.
这只是我们在这里彼此讲一讲传福音的时候用的字而已。
That is will only be just some words that we say when we preach the gospel here.
我们需要常常出去。
We must constantly go out.
我们需要长时间出去。
And we need to do it for a long period of time.
我们才知道是那个无条件的大爱。
We will then understand the unconditional love of God.
无条件的大爱。
The unconditional great love of God.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
我们若是不出去服侍人。
If we don't go out to serve people.
我们永远不能够明白我们主耶稣取了奴仆的样式的谦卑。
We will never understand the humility that the Lord Jesus had when he took on the form of a man.
我们可以天天在这里唱仆人样式。
We can sing about being a servant day after day.
我们真不知道主耶稣他的降卑何等伟大。
We would never know how great is the Lord, how he lowered himself.
我们永远也不知道他心里的柔和谦卑。
We'll never know how he was humble and how meek he was.
怎么样使这么许多劳苦担重担的可以救他得安息。
How can all those who labor and are heavy laden can draw unto him and receive rest?
我们也永远不知道他爱的伟大。
And we will never understand how great his love is.
他对那个麻风病人说，我肯。
He said to the leprous, I'm willing, and he stretched out his hand and touched him.
你洁净了吧。
Be cleansed.
我们永远不会认识我们最熟悉的耶稣。
We will never know this Jesus whom we thought we're so familiar with.
我们若是不出去，
If we do not go out,
我们的人生是非常非常有限的。
Our life is just very limited.
每个人都活在我们自己的经历、自己的短暂的时间里面。
And we all live in this short time of ours.
当我们出去的时候，
But when we go out,
我们看到一个更广大的世界。
We see such a broader world.
我们看到一个不止息的工作。
And we see the ceaseless work.
我们看到存到永远的价值。
And we see the worth that will last into eternity.
神应许他把喜乐赐给我们。
And God promised that he will grant us his joy.
这个喜乐，工作常常跟喜乐合在一起。
And work and joy are oftentimes together.
借着这样子的工作。
It is through this type of work.
我们自己的生命改变。
That our lives will be transformed.
我们自己的生命丰盛。
And also our lives will be made abundant.
这是神要我们做的事。
This is the good work that God wants us to do.
什么是神的国降临呢？
So what does it mean by God's kingdom coming down?
不错，神的国可以降临在我们圣和西基督徒聚会这里。
God's kingdom can descend onto SJCA.
神的国就是神掌权的地方。
God's kingdom is where God reigns.
什么时候我们照着神的形象在这里治理，就是神掌权的地方。
Whenever we reign according to God's image, then that's when God reigns among us.
神的国怎么扩张呢？
How does God's kingdom expand?
就在于我们不断地赶逐仇敌的势力。
It depends upon us casting out the work of the enemy constantly.
把神的掌权带下来。
And bring down the sovereignty of God.
从我们自己生命里面，我们赶逐仇敌的生命。
Start with our own lives to cast out the work of the enemy.
从我们的社区里面。
Starting with our own community.
一直扩大出去。
And it keeps expanding.
我们不断地把神的主权带下来。
And we bring down the lordship of the Lord.
神的国就这样不断地扩张出去。
And that's how God's kingdom will constantly expand.
这是我们出去的目的。
And that's the very purpose of us going out.
前两天我有个机会来到这个大会厅。
Two days ago, I came to this sanctuary.
其实我每个礼拜都来这个大会厅。
Actually, I come to this sanctuary every week.
但是两天前我来这个大会厅的时候。
But two days ago, when I walked into this sanctuary,
我忽然间注意到我们墙壁上贴的字。
Suddenly, I noticed the words that are posted on the wall.
兴起发光，照亮四周。
Brighten the corner where you are.
这是许多年前极光弟兄他看到的异象。
That was the vision that Brother David saw years ago.
我想我们每一个人都要兴起发光。
I believe every one of us must brighten the corner where we are.
因为光已经来到。
Because light has already come.
这光我们已经接受了，在我们里面。
We have already received this light which is in us.
我们是世上的光。
We are the light of the world.
只是不要把它遮住。
But don't cover it up.
兴起发光。
Brighten the corner.
我们主日学的时候常常走诗歌，在我小的时候。
There's a song that I sang a lot when I was in Sunday school.
我是只小蜡烛。
I'm a small candle.
我照亮我周围。
And I will shine.
我们每一个人都是那个小蜡烛。
In my surrounding, every one of us is a small candle.
我每天的生活起居。
Every day of my life.
我的行动范围。
And within where I move around,
像这小蜡烛一样的
I'm just like a small candle.
在我的周围就赶逐黑暗
And as long as I shine, then I cast out darkness.
我们合起来，我们跟 Bible Way 合起来
So we joined Bible Way Church.
我那次去找他们的Pastor Days.
That day when I went to Pastor Days to speak to him,
我跟他讲，神把我们共同在时间里面，在地区里面放在一起。
I said to him that geographically God placed us together.
一定在这个时间，在这个地点，神要我们共同做一件事情。
That is within this time and this location, God wants us to do something together.
神从来不要我们单独。
God never wants us to be alone.
我们在一起。
Together.
我们要成为这个社区的祝福。
We'll become a blessing to this community.
我们要这个社区因着我们两个教会，至少我们两个教会。得到祝福。
And that this community can be blessed at least because of our two churches.
但愿神的国度因着我们这样的同心合作降临在我们社区。
May God's kingdom come upon our community because of what we do.
有一天所有的教会要合起来。
And one day all the churches will work together.
你做你那一部分，我做我这一部分。
You do your portion, I'll do mine.
我们教会做这一部分，我们 Bible Way Church 做那一部分。
And the Bible, we do our portion, the Bible Way Church does their portion.
我们的 Natty 弟兄在非洲做他那一部分。
And Brother Natty does his portion in Africa.
古时候亚伯拉罕做他的部分。
In the old times, Abraham did his part in Cush.
将来还有更多的人要做他们那一部分。
In the future, more people will do their portion.
有一天教会要治理这地。
One day, the church will govern this land.
叫这地成为我主耶稣基督的国度。
So that this land will be the kingdom of our Lord and Christ.
何等的荣幸。
And how glorious it is.
今天借着我们小小的一些举动。
Through these small actions that we have.
我们自己更永远有份。
That we ourselves will take part for the eternity.
我们跟神的旨意有份。
And we are linked to the eternal purpose of God.
我们的人生又喜乐又丰盛。
And our life will be joyous and abundant.
我们很久没有唱这首诗歌了。
We haven't sung this song for a long time.
这是以前王立兄他看到他的意象的时候写的。
And it was written a long time ago when Brother David saw this vision.
今天早上我又想起这首诗歌。
This morning I thought of this song again.
兴起发光。
Brighten the corner where you are.
我们每一个人都要起来。
Every one of us must rise up.
脱去你的愁苦。
And be set free from your sorrow.
从你的愁苦里面走出来。
You must come out of your sorrow.
从你的软弱里面走出来。
And walk out of your weakness.
从你的有限里面走出来。
Walk out of your own limitations.
我们一同兴起发光，照亮四周。
Together we brighten the corner where we are.
我们请我们的赞美团队再带我们来唱，然后我们还有报告。
We'll ask the worship team to sing, and then we'll have announcements.